This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a little bit off the path. How much weight do you think I could bench press?
It's Mike Shope.
Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Absolutely.
315 pounds. I mean, I was in top shape.
And the Bulldog.
I don't know if I could make it down to the end of this arena and back. Now, deadlifted over 500.
It's Mike Shope.
I went to one of those obedience places once. It was all going well till they spilled hot candle wax on my private parts. I'm just kidding. I'm serious.
And the Bulldog.
If you live in my neighborhood and you wear an outfit like that, you better be a hotel doorman.
On WGR.
What a line. Fred Willard, welcome to our show, or welcome back. Happy Friday. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Sun is out, which is, I mean, I'm just taken by it. Not only because it's not cloudy, but it's also not dark out. We're past the point. Winter has yet to really arrive, and we are past the point where, or we are at the point where it's actually like light out
right,
as we start the 5 o'clock hour of the show.
In no time, we're going to be getting sunset pictures from your porch.
Yes, I did one Sunday. I had one. It was okay. It was okay.
Yeah. But so, we're getting hints of when we're walking out of here, you can still see like sort of the remnants of the sunset if the sky's clear. Like we're to that time of the year. So yeah, welcome everyone. We're almost there.
It is the beginning of the weekend, you know, and we've been talking a lot about the Sabres this week. I don't know. What do you want to focus on? Ristolainen, Bogosian, Bottle? Like, I don't know. You know what? At the risk of doing this wrong here, you got something to say? Call in and say it. I mean, I've just exhausted myself about this. It's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a trade in the league today that I think like a smart team with a rich owner would make. And this team, I don't want to say it all again. You know, I don't want to say it all again. Monday is the deadline. Monday's a big day, and we'll see what gets done. So I don't want to abandon it like as a rule or anything, but I do want to have a little bit more fun than this, like than talk about them again.
I hear you.
Everything just all season, everything has made me mad except for like Jack Eichel and the occasional, you know, nice goal here and there. So I wanted to bring this back up. Maybe we don't get our 17-game NFL season. Who knows? Like, that'll all just play out. Like, all predictably today, you've got the players with, you know, their threats, and it's kind of how it usually goes. We'll see if it ever happens.
Yeah, I mean, I thought right away on Wednesday night, I guess, is when that started trickling out, because yesterday was Thursday and we talked about it. Like, all the Adam Schefter tweets, I just thought, this is Adam Schefter carrying water for the owners. Like, this is how it works. So he's doing it and talking about it, like, how it's all positive, and everyone's reacting like, okay, wow, what are we going to do with all this? And I'm like, I don't know. The players haven't said anything yet. So it's like, wait. They don't have to rule it out, but it certainly didn't go today the way it was supposed to go. They didn't even vote. Ultimately, they had a small group vote, but they didn't have the big 32 representatives of all the teams vote. And then, of course, the bigger vote than that, the whole body of the membership, all the players. So, I mean, go figure. It's a CBA in a pro sport that prints money. So there's going to be a longer process than just, hey, look, it's done. Like, that almost never happens. I mean, it can, but I wasn't expecting it to be that easy, and here it is. It looks like it's not going to be.
So you've got that part of it, then also the seven playoff teams part of it. That's all in there, and we'll see what happens. But I was excited about, like I usually am when there are these sort of changes proposed, excited about what that might mean to the schedule. Like I'm sort of wondering how they will do that. And we talked about this, the other day as well. So I wanted to play out. Like I told you the other day, and I say this, I believe we're on the air. I want everybody to hear it. I will do it for the league if they want. If they need somebody to smartly put the rest of this, the extra game on the schedule, I will do it. I will be fair about it. I'm objective about this, and I will make it interesting. Let's just actually pretend that the person who is going to do that, whether it's me, it won't be, or anyone, whoever that is, will approach it the same way. And they're going to try to figure out how to add a game to the schedule. One idea that came up the other day was to have every AFC team play every NFC team, and it would just be probably someone that's not on your schedule already. Okay?
So an out-of-conference game. That's the extra game.
The extra game will be an out-of-conference game chosen for whatever reason. How would you like to have it be chosen? I'm thinking about, like, fan interest. What I want is because, you know, fairness, okay, there's a place for it, but, you know, you don't know how most teams are going to be year to year. Like, it's kind of tough to pin that down, especially, like, this early. Mm-hmm. If you really made it interesting and waited into the season to schedule something like that, okay. But maybe we just go by what would be like an interesting set of matchups or whatever, like an anniversary. I was thinking this way last year when it was the 100th season, that the Monday night schedule could be classic matchups, and it wasn't at all.
Right. I don't, you know, the first idea I have is maybe more fairness, more predicated on fairness than it is interest, like, you know, geographic or rivalry, but and it's probably terrifically unrealistic, but the idea of waiting a little while to decide it, you could pick a threshold, the midway point of the season, Thanksgiving, I don't know, you want to give people enough lead time, especially if you're talking about neutral sites, which is, again, the most fair way to do it, because without that, if you're talking about a 17th game, that's obviously an uneven number, so you've got some teams that would only play 8 games at home, others would play 9. So,
and there was a report today, by the way, that said not every one of those games would be
neutral sites,
international, or at least wouldn't be international.
Okay. So, but nonetheless, I'll just plow forward here with my thought, which is you play your closest, the team with the closest record across the aisle, basically. So you're going to rank your 1 through 16 in the AFC and 1 through 16 in the NFC at again, Thanksgiving or sooner than that if you want, because that's maybe a little late. I don't know. It gives you about a month.
Now, if you do it right now from last year, which you could.
Yeah, sure.
It's more likely that they would actually do it
probably
not in the middle of the season.
Right.
Would you want to have like 1 versus 1? Baltimore versus San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the one, you know, go right through. So wherever you are, you're the, what were the Bills this year?
Five.
Okay.
So Seattle.
You'd get the 5 from the other side. That would be, now they're already on your schedule.
Right.
So now what? Maybe the idea is already dead. Maybe you play at home and home with Seattle then. I don't know. Like, you don't have to rule it out just because they're on your schedule, but it'd be a little weird to play an NFC team twice.
Yep. It's probably never happened.
Right. Right. Almost certainly. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just one thought, a way you could do it. I like the idea, though, of pushing it into the season just because you would have, therefore, you're avoiding, you know, I'm having a bad year or they're having a bad year, but you're already locked in because we made the schedule. You know, again, that's enough time that you should be able to, you know, make that work.
What about a draft?
Well, sure.
They're always good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you order the draft? Draft style? Like NFL draft style or the other way around, maybe? Super Bowl winner on
yeah the best teams the higher ranked teams pick.
So Kansas City, Super Bowl champion Kansas City, they will play a schedule that is theoretically a little harder than the other teams in their division, but not necessarily at all harder than any other teams. It's just who you line up with from your AFC division and your NFC division. Like, you're just going to play whoever that is. And you'd play all of them. All the teams in your division would play all those same teams. And it might end up that you play a super easy schedule if you're Kansas City. I don't know. I don't know who their NFC matchup would be. Their AFC matchup would be the AFC East, because that's who the Bills. The Bills have the AFC West.
Right.
So you would want Kansas City to draw, say, look, just we're just talking it out.
Yeah.
Kansas City can choose first which NFC team it wants.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea.
Why?
Because
I'm okay so far.
Well, they're going to pick, wouldn't they pick an easy team? And like, so what's intriguing about that? I'm going to have the best team in the league last year is going to play Washington. Ooh, like, I don't want to see that.
But the thing about this draft is, just like with if baseball does it, whoever you pick, like, it makes it interesting that you pick them.
Yeah, but is the game actually interesting?
We'll see.
You know, like that's what I'm looking for. Like, I want a game. If I'm getting an extra game and I'm trying to create something that's exciting and very interesting to fans, certainly drafting the teams creates a level of interest, undeniably. But I don't know. I'm going to sit down to watch the game. I want it to be a good. I want Kansas City to have to play somebody good. I don't want them to pick. Not that they necessarily would. Maybe they would pick a team that they think they are going to try to beat out for playoff seeding or something. I mean, they could do that. I doubt they would, but they could. Like, try to hurt a team that is a threat to them by playing them. Like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to knock you down so you don't beat me out for home field or something like that.
I like that thought. It's the other conference, the way we're talking about this now.
Yeah. Right.
But I like that's right. All those ideas about drafting your opponents can have those kind of layers.
But I just don't think it's realistic that the best team, if the best team picks first, they're probably going to pick the cakiest looking opponent that they can. And that, I don't know, that doesn't really interest me beyond the interest of them actually doing it, saying, like, you're terrible. And we all go, wow, they think they're terrible. Great. Anybody want to watch them play? No, not really.
I'll watch every game. I mean, I'll watch, especially if it's the Chiefs. I mean, of course it's not perfect, so maybe we can do better, but of course it's not going to be perfect. I like the idea of rewarding the good teams. They don't get an advantage, and maybe they deserve one. They draft last. They play, again, in theory, only to a point, the tougher schedule. It's barely that, but still, it's something. They don't get an advantage. Maybe they deserve an advantage. Here's the 17th game. Pick whoever you want. Who do you pick? Especially if it's the whole league you can pick from, and you just do this by the whole league. I mean, it would get really good. Who would Kansas City pick? I mean, you pick a bad team, you pick Washington, or you pick Cincinnati or some team like that. But all you're going to hear about, now there'll be 16 games like that, but all you would hear about is, all right, they think we suck. So maybe we do, but
right. And if they do, then, you know, I don't know.
Fans will get fired up for the idea that the team that's chosen will feel slighted, and then maybe you've got something interesting there. I don't know. There's going to be some way to do it, and if this happens, well, I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know how they're going to decide.
I still like very much if they were going to get there. And again, this is as unrealistic as teams drafting who they're going to play. But I've got 15 games to play in my conference. Play them all. Play the whole. Get the scrap divisions, and let's just go. Let's get serious about this. Every year we're all playing each other, and then the playoff pool is pulled from there. Your seven teams are the top seven teams in the conference, and everyone's played everyone. So there's no I had an easier schedule than you, and this was my year, and like the crossover or whatever. Forget it. Like, let's just do that. But I don't think they're ever going to get there.
Who would the Bills choose from the whole league? Who would they choose? Who should they choose? No provisions. Nobody's off the board. Should they take Ron Rivera?
Sure.
You think Sean McDermott takes Ron Rivera?
Yeah, they should choose the lousiest team they can choose. Like, whoever is the, you know, you think is going to be. I'm choosing before the season, though. So I'm not.
Yeah, you're choosing tonight.
Right. So I'm, you know, who's going to be bad? It's got to be the NFC. Okay, who's going to be bad over there? Is Detroit, Chicago, Carolina, Washington? Like, those are teams that I would sit here today expect to be probably not real good. So I would pick one of them, the Giants, you know, like somebody like that, that has been down, that really doesn't look ready to just burst back up into, you know, being a 10-win team.
It'd be sexy. I'd watch this show. I'd watch it over the debates. And the curling. No, not the curling.
No.
Jim, you're on WGR.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I had an idea. What about a lottery system?
How does it work?
You just put all the teams except for the, say, for the Bills example.
Mm-hmm.
All the teams in the league except for the ones in your conference, and just pull a team.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, there's not any strategy in it if it's random, but okay. I want strategy, and I want bad blood. I want the way sports used to be, where teams really didn't like each other, and certain games were more exciting because of the history between those teams or something. And you wouldn't have history here, but you would have one team calling out the other as bad. I mean, Sean McDermott, they played all of these terrible teams last year, and every week he would talk about how great they were. Like, you know, hey, you can't get away with that. You're picking Washington? Guess what that tells us? Say all you want about how good the Dolphins were last year, like you always do, but now I know the truth. You think they're the worst team out there. Great.
Or at least the worst team you had access to.
Right, right, right.
At your place Whatever. In the draft, right?
Right. Like, cool. Cool sports thing right there. Here is Steve next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. So I don't know how to determine who plays who, but as far as the who gets the extra home game, maybe we do it the previous conference that wins the Pro Bowl gets extra home game the following season.
Kind of like what baseball did.
Sorry, yeah, I'm just like
with the All-Star game.
Right. I'm just.
Thanks, Steve.
Fine. Yeah. I just,
that would not be popular.
No.
People would crush that idea.
I turned the Pro Bowl on for a few minutes, two or three different times this year, and it is just the most hilarious thing. It is hilarious. Like it's funny to watch. If you get past how sad it is, it's comical. They have running plays, but nobody gets tackled. So you're like calling running plays, but nobody's going to tackle the guy. So you just sort of stop when you think you would get tackled. Like, you know, they're keeping score. It's hilarious.
You don't want home field to be
no,
to come down to that?
I don't think that's a real good idea.
Yeah, no. You know, thanks, Steve. I mean, it's okay. They don't seem to want to make the Pro Bowl more important.
No.
They want to get through it. They want to, like, the NBA. That NBA format?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it ended up being really kind of cool at the end.
Yeah,
I
think it totally worked.
The fact that you had to know all of that and just to simply keep score of the game is ridiculous. I mean, it really doesn't have to be like that, but they tried. Hockey drafted, you know, the teams were drafted there for a while. I like that. It was something.
But then they got rid of it because Phil Kessel was embarrassed.
They got rid of it, of course. If it's cool, they will eventually get rid of it.
Right.
We got to get this one in before they get rid of it.
Right.
At least they'll have it for a minute there, drafting your opponent. 803-0550, what should they do if we ever get 17 games with figuring out who teams should play? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Guys do steroids, they get punished. Guys cheat, and the steroids get punished. I mean, and I saw that in 2011 with the Brewers, with that whole situation there, and that guy got punished. For me, the hardest part, you're taking money. This game's a business, and if you're not performing, you know, you don't play. Guys have families, they have kids. That's the hardest part for me.
That is catcher Jonathan Lucroy on the Astro subject. I invited Joe into a baseball league today, and Joe accepted.
Of course he did.
And, yeah, I love that about Joe. He'll do it. Yeah, I'm in. Love guys like that. Like, hey, what about this thing? Yeah, I'll do it. I'm in. How great is that?
It's a good way to be.
I've said no to a couple fantasy leagues.
Okay, me too.
Once or twice.
Me too.
Maybe.
You never even asked me.
That's right.
You want to be in my golf fantasy league? We're drafting in a couple weeks.
Want to know what I said when Joe asked me that? Sure. not exactly. I need to make sure I can make the draft.
Yeah.
March is busy with baseball drafts for me, some of which for me are out of town. So
you guys, yesterday I think it was, you guys were talking. This is after I guess Joe probably already agreed to be in this draft. You started talking to him, but I was sitting here like, well, so we've got one spot. We still have a spot, and I'm just sitting here. I'm like.
No, you were great.
And I just quietly picked up my phone and walked out of the room.
Not before you said something.
What did I say? I don't
remember. I said Joe. I didn't say Joe. I looked at Joe.
Yeah.
I said, all right, how about that? We've got a spot, meaning we've had our first person drop out of the League of Shopes and Dreams. He's out of the area now, and he's getting married, and he's just not able to commit to it, he said. So I turned to him, to my left. Looks like, how about that? We've got a first opening. And you go, I'll take it. That's what you said first. You, right away. Like, it was great. It was great timing. Like, I'll take it. Joe is drafting Jonathan Lucroy because he can name like three baseball players, and now he can name Jonathan Lucroy because he just played the clip.
Yep. That's how I'm learning. Just playing clips of baseball players for the next couple of weeks.
Fine. You'll do well. You always do well. I know you will make it work. So if you want to do it, I mean, of course, I would love to have you do it, but I know how you are, and you just... We'll talk about how little time you have for it. Then you'll get frustrated that it takes effort.
Right.
You won't like, you'll resent it because it takes effort. And you'd be like, you know, not for me. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That was accurate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That wasn't insulting or anything.
Yeah,
was
I got, you know, I've got Joe Strummer songs to learn. I'm busy. Yeah,
you're into other things.
I got stuff.
Fine.
Yep.
You're normal.
Sure, because everyone's learning Joe Strummer songs.
That's a good point. Here's Jeff on WGR. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Great, Jeff. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. It's Friday.
Yeah, man.
I have an idea for your the draft for your 17th game. If you assign a multiplier, so if Kansas City picks play Baltimore or whatever, San Francisco, a win would be worth two. If they pick Washington and beat them, the win would only be like a half or whatever it's assigned to them. So there's a little bit of a risk by picking a better team, but there's more of a reward if you do beat them.
I like it. Like a confidence pool. Point numbers are associated with each team. And the harder a team it is you pick, the more points you get. Something like that.
Right.
I like it.
Reward.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a good idea. Way too cool for real sports. Real sports would hate for any team to be called out at all, like to be only worth 2 points. How come Dallas is worth 5? What have they ever won? That would be great. Rivalries would just be spawned, and they'd be arguing all the time. Real sports, no way. No, we can't have that. It'd be bad. It would be bad. People would have hurt feelings.
Right.
We would not want that. We have to continue to operate under the premise that everybody is good at all times. So, no thank you. Here is Nick with us next. Hello, Nick. Nick, are you there? Doesn't sound like it. What happened to that guy?
Tell me a little more about this golf fantasy league, Joe.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I don't know what
I'm in it.
What's the format?
You just draft and that's your team. And there's no maintenance done in the middle of the season, and you get points based on standings.
So you're telling me everybody gets together. How many people are in this league?
Aiming for 12.
Okay, so 12 people that presumably we like.
Yep.
Get together.
Brian's in it already.
Probably. Okay, I like Brian.
Which makes it harder to win.
Everybody likes Brian.
Good start.
Yeah, he's kind of going to be the expert.
But. We get together somewhere, probably where there's beer.
Yes.
Probably, right?
Yes.
And I got to know something about some golfers.
Yep.
And then I pick some guys.
Mm-hmm. And you're done.
And then that's it.
That's it.
And then I just watch the leaderboards the rest of the year.
Sure. That's
it. I think you're going to do it. I feel like you're saying right now you're going to do it.
I think he's in.
I wanted to just I have a date with my wife tonight. I want to talk it over with her. whatever.
Maybe. This is the way you like it.
Yeah,
best
right,
ball.
Right.
Don't work.
Right. Yes. Right,
that's what I was saying before. You don't want to be on the waiver wire.
Right.
You don't have any time for the waiver wire.
You don't want to be picking between Camilo Vajigas and, you know, who.
If I had
Gary
a dime,
Woodland.
If right. I had a dime for every time
right.
I heard that,
right?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Is
you don't want to be. You don't have to figure out how much to bid on guys that go on waivers.
Does RotoWire have a app for the golf draft?
They definitely have a golf section.
Yeah. A golf section. Okay.
I mean, they have
it's
a guy.
A little tricky finding rankings, but I think I found something.
They have a guy. His name is Len Hochberg.
That's their golf expert.
Yep.
All right.
Fantasy golf.
All right.
Worried now, Joe?
A little bit.
Because I can name the RotoWire golf guy?
I'm what I've been on the hunt for having some trouble finding rankings is FedEx Cup odds. Because that's like a whole season's worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are multipliers, by the way, for the majors. So you get like triple the points for a major win than you do.
As it should be.
Sure.
Or it might even be quadruple.
Sure, I like that.
Yeah.
So 12 guys, 8 golfers each.
We're almost 100
golf, about
100
golfers. Yeah, you're getting pretty deep. There's definitely some guys I've never heard of that I'd be picking.
That happened last year. The last couple of rounds, there was like one or two guys I'd recognize.
What is the buy-in?
5,000.
10 Euros. Times less than that.
5,000
no,
lira.
No, 100 times. 50 bucks.
50 bucks, okay.
$50.
This is good information. You've satisfied my thirst for information about your fantasy golf league.
I would play in a blank fantasy league for $50. I mean, come on here. $50. You don't even have to do anything. You just drink all day with your friends. Text your answers to 555. You want to make it about me or just a person? I would play in a blank fantasy league for $50. Let me tell you right off so you can feel free to get creative. I agreed to play in an Australian rules football league.
Holy crap.
Fantasy league.
Fantasy.
You're
fantasy.
Not, you're not playing
thank you, Joe.
Rules football.
Thank you.
Very
Joe.
Important distinction, Joe.
I don't have my arms ripped off.
You're providing a very vital service to the audience.
There. Fantasy league.
Yeah.
So that's not nearly far-fetched enough for this.
Right.
Right. I'm actually doing that.
Yeah. All right. Ding. I'm ready.
I would play in a blank fantasy league for $50.
I do want to make it about you. It's
okay.
You,
yep.
You,
sure.
Yep.
All right. I'll just go through the motions on my.
All right.
Because I'm actually the person, and I may or may not. I don't want to pick anything I'm actually doing.
Right. Right.
Ding.
All right, ding.
Yep, I'm in.
Joe.
Yes, Gene.
Joe, I would play in a blank fantasy league for $50.
Gene, I went with a Masked Singer fantasy league.
The show that was on after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah. All right, you want mine? You like yours? Mine's just kind of dumb. Just get it out of the way.
Oh, okay. Mike loves fantasy. I think I don't know if our audience is aware of that or not, but he loves it so much that he for $50 he'd play in a blank fantasy league.
Gene, kickball. I played a kickball fantasy league for $50. Get some kickball teams together.
Yeah,
I'd play in that league. I'd have a team. Okay, Bulldog. I would play in a blank fantasy league for $50.
Gene, I went with Bison's House League Girls Hockey.
I'd have to draft my kid. Well, the number 17. I might draft him first.
Yeah, okay.
He's a scorer.
Well, you got to have that. I mean,
and I might draft Drew. Is it just the blue team? Or is it all the kids? I need Drew if I'm drafting from all the kids.
Yeah, I think you need that whole pool. All those kids that are at all those different workstations when I come to see Gunner
all right.
skating. All of them. Yeah. They're all in.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
You and I are sitting there drafting. Is that bad? Would that be really bad?
Probably. Probably.
Can you imagine? I'm going to one of these games tomorrow in Jamestown. And I'll just be down there with my notes.
Right. Taking video.
And, I mean, you know, celebrating.
It's not weird.
Somebody scores against her team. I'd be like, yes. Why in the world are you happy about that? Got him in fantasy.
Right.
I've got Ethan on my team.
Right.
Ethan from Hamburg. I drafted him late.
That's great.
Actually, this is starting to sound like a real idea.
All right, well.
The season's ending, but.
Bounce. Oh, that's too bad.
Well, maybe in time for next year.
Yeah, next year. Talk to the other parents. I'm sure they'll be open to the
idea. Oh, yeah.
They're going to love it. What do we have on the text line there, Sneaky?
We have Scott's tournament of or what?
The Tournament of Hearts, the Scotties.
Yep.
Absolutely. I'll tell you right now. I don't know last night's scores, but I'll tell you right now. Give me Saskatchewan. Give me, got to take Jennifer Jones, wild card. Got to take Chelsea Carey, Team Canada. And I'll take Rachel Holman, Ontario. Those are my four. I mean, that's chalk, but that's chalk.
You got your cornholes, your badmintons, darts, seventh grade basketball.
Yes.
Fantasy league.
Yes.
Just drafting middle schoolers, I guess.
Like, why not?
IPA Fantasy League. Mm-hmm. Not sure what that means, but there's that. WWE Fantasy League. And Shake Weights.
Well, I mean.
A constant.
You know, the old tried and true standbys. You gotta have them.
You don't like that curling that much?
No, I like curling just fine. I'm not like chasing after it, but when it's on, I usually leave it on.
Can you watch it? Watch it. Like.
Yes.
Here's what will happen next,
yes.
Or here's what.
Uh-huh.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
it.
I like it. I mean, it you know, I find it interesting. I really do. I think, you know, it's bocce on ice. I like the, you know, a little bit anyway, similar enough. I like when the Olympics come around that it's something that's on kind of all the time, even while we're in here. I mean, depending on the time zone the Olympic Games are in, but I'm usually like, I'm there for that.
Slept on the couch last night. Wife and kids go to bed. My wife went to bed early, like before 10. I turned on YouTube for the Scott Tournament of Hearts because I don't get TSN, so I have to settle for what's already happened on YouTube.
I'll take it. How the hell do we not get TSN?
I know, right? Like forever I've wanted it. It's still not available. Right. So I settle for this. Fine. I fall asleep. I'm on that couch for like 10 hours last night. I mean, it's not a school day. 8 o'clock in the morning, my wife has already gone to tennis and work, and the kids are still not up, and it's still on. I mean, I just was asleep,
right.
And it's still on. YouTube will just go to the next one, and the last one that's available is ending. And you know it's time to get up, right? Make breakfast. So I sort of, you hit the button, it's like you back out of the show as it's over, and like on the next level down on the YouTube options was live junior girls curling from Siberia, the worlds. And it was Canada against Russia in the 2-3 semifinal. So I watched that.
Yeah.
The kids have to go to their thing for the day at like 9:15. It's in the eighth end. I take them to the thing, and I come back and watch the end of it. Mackenzie Zacharias, Bulldog.
I pulled it out. I want so
for
badly
Canada.
For your kids to be standing at the door with like mittens on. You know, Daddy, come on. Like, I'm waiting for the eighth end.
I got to watch this.
I can't.
See if this rock picks.
Right.
I got to see this shot.
Come on, Daddy. At least remote start the car. No, I'm watching.
Exactly. That's very, very accurate. Anyway, she did a great job. She kind of choked a little bit in the 10th, but they went to the extra end, and she made the shot to win it for Canada. Right. Canada against Korea.
What was her name?
Mackenzie Zacharias. I think she has a sister on the team. And she was the skip. Canada and Korea in the final.
All right. Well, stay tuned for more on that Probably not. Right now, I'm here to talk to you again about my friends at DeLacy Ford, where they're celebrating 75 years of serving Western New York. That's right. DeLacy's been doing it right from the very beginning, and they're kicking out their 75th anniversary the right way, too. They've got auto show deals on all of their most popular models. Now, I'm a truck guy. I got an F-150 from DeLacy, but if you're not, that's okay. DeLacy Ford is not only for F-150s. They're also your SUV dealer. They've got 0% financing, flex buys, and zero down lease deals on their entire SUV lineup, including the EcoSport, Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Plus, for DeLacy's 75th anniversary, you get the DeLacy Advantage, which means 2 years complimentary maintenance. Talk about oil changes, tire rotations, and more, covered for 2 years. I recently had my F-150 serviced out at DeLacy Ford, and I mean, I was in and out of there super fast. Oil change, inspection, tire rotation, a couple of other things that had been troubling me that they took care of quickly and efficiently. It was a great experience out there. I'd suggest you look into that. Get to DeLacy Ford today and celebrate 75 years of serving Western New York. Cash in on auto show savings and get into a Ford truck or SUV of your own today. DeLacy Ford, first for Ford, first for trucks, first for you. All right, it's a big heavyweight fight that everyone's interested in tomorrow night. We've got tickets right now for Seneca Fight Night, which is coming up Friday, May 22nd at the Seneca Niagara Casino. Minimum value of this prize is $70. General contest rules apply. You can purchase these tickets as of today at Ticketmaster.com or win a pair right now. 644-9878. We'll take caller 5. Good luck.
All right. Here is Eric next on WGR. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had an idea that I thought was kind of more fair than having the number one seed from each conference pick a single opponent, where you could have each conference winner from last year pick a division in their conference to play against. So you have, say, the Ravens are the number one seed and they're playing the AFC South this year. They pick to play either the East or the West, and the seeding is still the same, number one against number one, two against two, and so on and so forth.
Now, if you're talking just within the AFC, they will already play those teams. Like, they'll already play the Patriots and the Chiefs as, like, the way you're laying it out is what's already in place. So if you went to the NFC, something like that, then you'd have that extra game. Is that what you're thinking, maybe?
Where they could pick a division from the NFC where they'd be already playing.
And sure. You pick a one seed from – you pick a division winner from last year, right, that you're not already playing.
Right.
Yeah, I like it.
And your division plays that whole division, so 1-2-3-4 plays 1-2-3-4 in that order.
The Ravens, as the division champions, they would have the power to determine who everyone in their division plays.
Well, just – however ended up last year, whoever was second in the Ravens division would play the second seed in whatever division they're playing against.
Right, thanks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that you would give them that sort of power. One thing would be, like, if you are going to get creative with this, do you want the best teams to have the power of these decisions or the worst teams? When it comes to the draft, they give the power to the worst teams. When it comes to the schedules, they favor a little bit the worst teams. They make it a little bit easier. Not much. So this would be a little bit antithetical to what sports usually does, but I think good also. Give the winners the choice.
Yeah, I'm all for taking that for a spin. We've had our whole lives have been really wrapped up in this sort of hierarchy where it's you're bad, you get the benefit. Yeah. Go for it. I mean, aside from like English soccer, where if you're bad, you leave the league.
Which is awesome.
Right. And if you're really good in the lower league, you move up. Like, all right, that's pretty great.
Do you ever look at those standings?
The League One or whatever that's called? No.
Right. Like, Sky Sports scrolls through those standings. So they do that for a couple of other countries, too. And you see.
Yeah.
There are a couple. Who was it? One English team that I've watched in Premier League is down two levels.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's
That's hard times.
Hard times.
Yeah.
Wonder who that is.
Yeah.
Not sure, but.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, I guess a time or two I've seen the standings and recognized the teams that were once, you know, recently in Premier League since I've been paying attention, but I don't invest in it in the way that I would look at it and go like, oh, who's coming up? I've never done that.
Right. Here's Adam with us. Adam, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I love the idea of teams being able to pick their opponents. I think the NHL should just go to that straight up for their playoff seeding.
Me too.
My vision for the NFL Week 17 is ideally you'd like to have every game, as you know, or as close to every game as possible, really mean something. And so I vision Week 17 being what I'd call like seeding weekend or steal weekend, something along those lines, where after you get through 16 weeks, the top two teams in each division play each other, and standings move from wins losses to a point system.
Yes.
Week 17, the final game is going to be worth, you know, twice as much or 2.5 times as much in points. So, like, imagine this season, the Bills almost took the division from the Patriots. We'd have Week 17, Buffalo at New England for the division, and you'd have no idea how the playoffs were going to shake out until Week 17. So that weekend would just be mayhem and so much fun to watch.
Love it. Thanks, Adam. Big idea. Bulldog, what do you think? Let's go. Points, craziness. Week 17 craziness.
Sure.
I like looking forward to the scenarios. I would miss that.
Yeah.
I like the imagining the scenarios as the last few weeks play out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I.
You don't see points happening.
No.
We don't even know if we see 17 games happening.
Right. Or seven playoff teams or any of the stuff.
Any of it.
You know, who knows? I don't know. Maybe we're staring at a lockout in 2021. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, that'd be the opposite of this.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to be Mr. Skeptic, but I don't know. It's a CBA. It's how it goes. It's pro sports. Of course, the billionaires and the millionaires are going to disagree on how to cut up the pie.
But football has not had a work stoppage in decades.
No, it's been a long time. That's right. There was a lockout in 11, but that got resolved in time, and so there was, you know, it was okay.
87
right.
is the last time any games were missed. Right. Thanks, Adam. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.